Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I fucking love the Cheesecake Factory. There's always free bread. Like, feed me immediately. I'm not in a good mood.
You're so skinny, dude. You're so skinny.
Because nobody brings you to the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today is an actor, writer, model, comedian. She has a badass YouTube channel, and she's the host of Sorry Mom podcast. Welcome my good friend, Nikki Howard.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my
here.
Goodness. I'm so happy.
Cheers from the booth. We're off to a good start.
So you just flew in here.
I did.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. I felt like such an LA girl. I was like, I'm like going up like Austin for like one day for like a date. Like, and I'm flying back. Like, it's no big deal.
It's a first date.
It's a first date.
Yeah.
First date. Baby. I like the way you whisper it. It makes it feel so forbidden. First date. It's been stuck in my head.
So we've talked about this. You know, I have appetizer questions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get into
get
it.
Get into
you.
It. I'm famished. Famished for answers.
So you're on death row.
Oh, God. Okay.
What's your go-to meal?
This is the appetizer question. Jesus, fuck. My go-to meal on death row, like money.
It's your last, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last meal ever.
Like croissants, like good croissants. Like I want like a smorgasbord of things. Like I want good croissants like from Costco. You know what I'm talking about? Like warm. Have you ever had? Don't laugh. Like you've never.
I've only had the pizza and the hot dogs from Costco. No,
the Costco croissants fuck shit up.
I didn't know that.
And I want like 12 of them like they do it at Costco. I want bread and butter. I just want like
carbs.
Carbs mostly. And then like cake. Like a lot of it. And I want to eat so much that I just feel so sick.
That you're ready to
die. That I'm like,
die.
I want to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's, but I don't want like regular food, I don't think. But like, honestly, whatever they have, I just feel like I'll be hungry. Like, I'm going to die. Just whatever you got, really.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
No, I really did think about this and I don't, no. I've been thinking about this a lot. I really don't. Do you?
I've always loved Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, he's hot.
I don't think I think being in front of him would make my knees weak.
Yeah. I'm like, I just like feel like I'd have to get to know him and be like, okay, we get it. You're Hugh Jackman, but like, what else?
Yeah.
You know?
I freak out more over female celebrities,
yeah,
though. Like Meg Ryan. If I ever...
What year is it? Meg Ryan? And Twister, like she had me. Like what?
Have you ever seen Kate and Leopold?
No, actually, I
haven't. Well, it's with Hugh Jackman and Meg Ryan, and I come the whole movie, okay? So shut the fuck
Meg
up and go watch
Ryan.
It.
I think we're going to be like Margot Robbie, like someone. Meg
no,
Ryan.
Fuck Barbie. I'm talking about this real rom-com bitch.
The OG Meg Ryan.
Do you have any bad tattoos?
I have a tattoo. I have a tattoo that I got when I was like one Thanksgiving. I got it from my brother was like, I'm going to get a tattoo in like some lady's garage. And I was like, all right. And it was like $20. And it says, to whom much is given, much is tested. But it looks like it says lested because it was $20. Like, which feels like it's short for molested, which I got. So I was like, this feels like weird. So I don't know. Like weirdly slang for molested, which I feel like is fun to maybe we try doing that. But, I was lested when I was a kid.
Do you like sports?
Do I look like I like sports?
Like, you know, you look like you could throw on a hoodie and like, throw your hair up in a bun.
Thank you.
And be...
I'm like, be at
into
a game.
It.
Be, just like sit there and watch it.
And catch a baseball like that with your hands.
Yeah. I mean, like, I... There... Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, I like baseball because I like learned because my ex was into baseball and I was like, if you can't beat them, join them. Like, it's going to be on. And so I learned it and I'm like, yeah, I really like this. But I get invested in the players, you know, like I'm like, I like their personalities. I don't like when they get drafted and they have to change. And I'm like, I have to like learn, like meet new people again.
Yeah.
I like the players more, but I'm not like actively, I don't not like them, you know?
You're very average about
them.
I'm
like impartial to sports. Like,
it could or couldn't be on. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't affect me.
Do you cook?
I love to cook. The way you're asking, do you cook?
Do you cook?
I do cook. I fucking love cooking.
I have 5 million questions.
I know.
For you,
I opened up the menu and I was like, it's the Cheesecake Factory. Like, what's happening with all these questions? There's too much on here. And we're hitting every single question. Yes, I cook.
What's your favorite thing to cook to impress someone on a date?
Oh, on like, it really all depends on like, is this a special occasion? You know what I mean? Like, then I'm like, bringing out like a seafood like Fra Diavola Italian, grilling lobster and shit and like mussels. But my boyfriend now is vegetarian, which is fucking bummer. So I've really had to learn how to make tofu and shit. It's a lot.
Would you consider yourself domestic?
You know what? I would. I really would. No, I'm like suburban mom domestic. I'm like, hand me a Diet Coke and like a Swiffer and I'm going to rage clean and like do laundry and be angry you're not helping. Yeah. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a whole argument in my own head that you're not a part of. And like really just like while I get everything clean, light a candle and then get mad that people live in my house and make it dirty. You know what I'm talking about? You ever clean and then people like live like... put something down and you're like, this is unbelievable. Like, that's what happens to me in my own head.
I think those are my main
that's
gonna do it for the appetizer.
I'm sweating. I do.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Let's get into our main course questions. This is when we need a martini. How do you feel about sharing a toothbrush?
I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. I'm not weird, like, gross like that. I'm like, you know, if we're, like, exchanging bodily fluids, like, you can't
ask.
Yeah, like, I just had your penis in my mouth. Like, I'm going to use your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a weird line. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you'll go down on me, but you won't use my toothbrush.
It's weird.
Right? That doesn't, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good. I think I've used every single boyfriend's toothbrush so far.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't need to.
I just do it just to keep the track record.
It's like
afloat.
How dogs pee on stuff. You take your claim. Use your toothbrush.
Absolutely. Yeah. What is the largest age gap in dating for you? Like, do you think is acceptable? Like, would you date someone that was like what's the oldest?
I mean, like, 12 years, I feel like, is like, that's like old, like
12 years older than you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine for me. Not younger.
Why 12?
I don't know. It just like usually 10 is like my go to, but like 12, I guess I'll give like a grace years. I don't know, but it's weird because even like, I don't want to hear about like, I don't want to listen to bad music or like shit music. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's like I can't imagine being like, you know, one of these guys that's like in their 50s or whatever dating like a 17-year-old, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you listen to that shit, like that trash music?
How soon do you think that someone that you're dating should introduce you to their parents?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. Like, how soon should they, or how soon have they?
Should they? Like at the 3-month mark, or is that too soon?
That feels fine. Like, I'm down. I just feel, then there's that pressure of like, oh, this is going to be a thing now. You know what I mean? I feel the pressure. But I will tell you, like, I have to really know, like, my mom, introducing someone to my mom is like, fucking buckle up, because it's just going to be, she's going to tell you like it is. Like, she's a handful. So I feel like I would wait longer to introduce them to my parents, but like, I'm great. Introduce me to your parents also.
Yeah.
That's also how I feel. I'm like, you should want to introduce me to your parents day one, but you should wait at least 3 months.
Do you think that it's a red flag if someone tells you they love you before the three month mark?
If I like the person, no. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm like into the person and I really like them, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. But like, if I'm not interested and they're like, and I love you, I can't believe that just came out. Like, I'd be like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Then you feel obligated to say it. I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, just if you love me, like,
I guess I can't help it.
Yeah, you know, like, it's nice to hear. That's for sure.
How long into a relationship until you feel comfortable burping or farting?
Burping, I can't help it. And it's like, look, this is
better out than in.
Sure. But also, like, I'm not going to inconvenience myself. Like, if we're going to, you know, think about being together frequently, like, this is just going to happen.
Yeah. You're like, don't worry, later I'm going to be using your toothbrush.
Yeah. It's, I have it in my bag. No, I'm not like a big farter. So it's not. I don't like to do it. It's like, you know, I'm not.
What do you mean you're not a big farter?
I burp way more than I fart.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like.
I think I'm the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a weird line, though. That's like a weird, the burp fart situation. I don't know. I feel like there's some mystique. I have to have some mystique. Like, I'll try and hold back. But like, burping is just like, sometimes it just comes out and you don't even know it's coming.
Yeah. What's a deal breaker for you?
Someone that claps when the plane is landing.
Oh, you could never date a European.
No. Oh my God. Fuck that. Like, he's doing his job. I don't have time for this. Also, if I'm on a date with a guy and he like returns his food, I have a problem. If it's wrong, I don't like, be a man and eat it. I don't like, that's how I feel. Is that not something for you?
I mean, we're all different.
So no.
I think if someone ordered their food and they didn't want it. But then again, before I go on with this one, I have sparse cheat days.
Right.
And so if I got a meal and it was
different.
Wrong.
We're not talking about you. I'm talking about him. Dude, I should be able to fucking send my food back all I want. But like,
you eat it.
Just fucking suck it up. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a jealous person when you date?
No, I'm like flattered because I feel like I have a lot of trust in like whoever I date. So I'm like, if someone's going to hit on you, I'm like, that's cute. Like, that's good. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're cute, you know? But I also feel like I want a guy that's like at least a little bit jealous. Like, if I'm like, yeah, it's like I was hit on, which I never do just like that. I want them to be like, huh. Yeah, like not jealous, but like, huh? I want like a, huh? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
some
I want
to
know you
to
care
it.
A little bit.
Yeah, but that you're gonna suck it up anyway.
Yeah, and eat your food. Don't fucking return it. Be a man.
What do you think is the key to a good relationship?
I feel like communication, like just not being afraid, just being honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think I'm like a pretty understanding person, so it's like, just what's going on, tell me, and I feel like I can like comprehend it and then just talk about it,
right?
You know, there's something about that so simple, it's just like almost too simple. People are like, no, I'm not doing that. So much easier to lie.
All you had to do was tell me how you feel.
Yeah, it's just like, just tell me. I don't know. But I guess girls are fucking crazy, so like, I do get it.
They don't want to piss off the bee.
You know how like girls are just crazy sometimes, and if you are honest with them, just like in general, like I have friends, I'm like, you're fucking out of your mind. Like, I would never want to date you. I love you as a friend, but like, you must be a psychopath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I told one of those friends the truth, they'd be like, yeah, I get it. But if I was a guy and told them the same thing, like, that would just not
fly.
They would just like fucking burn it down. One of those. You know what I'm talking about?
What is your thoughts on, like, have you ever dated a guy that shaves his legs or his arms?
No, I don't like that. I feel like I'm like fucking someone. I feel like they're getting lusted.
Lusted.
Yeah. Just try and sneak that in. Yeah, I don't know. It's like too, I feel like you're, it's like a child. As someone that's like too smooth. I like a little hair.
Yeah.
You know? A little grit.
Unless you have really nice legs.
I don't want a guy's legs to be nicer than mine. Like, I just don't want
I've
that.
Seen your legs. I don't think anyone has nicer legs Stop than you it. Do.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't like, it's like too smooth. You like a guy that's like hairless?
Not hairless. I don't want a dolphin. That's yeah. That's my role.
Right.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me if a guy wanted to just get rid of a little bit of fur.
Yeah, I mean, that's different, but like a full shave?
Not a full shave.
Like a zero?
No. No, we're not nairing.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. It doesn't really, like manscape, whatever, but like,
yeah.
It doesn't really, because then if I don't shave for like a day, then I'm like, meh.
But we're not talking about you.
Right, but I'm saying it's to justify.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're actually only talking about you.
Yeah.
Let's say you've been with someone for like 6 to 12 months.
6 to 12.
I wanna make it known that this is like substantial.
Okay, it's a good chunk of time.
It's a good chunk of time. Okay. 6 to 12. And you're like horny. Do you and there do you expect them to initiate sex with you, or at this point are you just comfortable?
I'm always comfortable. I just feel like yeah, how are you not like? Look, I want it now. No, I feel like no guy is gonna be like, shoot, you know. They'll be like, that's cool, but if I like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if they want it, they're asking. It's like, yeah, I'm all. Why wouldn't I? What would you not?
I would.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
that's how relationships work. It's like, bro, I'm horny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you want to have sex with me?
You're having sex with me. That's how this works. Yeah.
Do you think
6 to 12 months?
6 to 12. That's a substantial amount of time.
It's true.
Do you think foreplay is important before sex?
Yeah, unless it's like we're on a time crunch.
Yeah.
Unless, yeah, you know.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day. We're talking about fingering.
Yeah.
I'm not into the finger banging thing.
Right.
Like,
at all?
Almost anything but that.
Really?
Like, dude.
Interesting. I mean, I like it as like an appetizer. I don't know if it's like finger banging, which is like, that's such an aggressive term for that. Like, I don't want to be banged by anyone's fingers. Like, I want it to be like nice and like sensual and like warm me up. Like, but I don't like fucking even just like the gesture you just did, like I don't want that at all. I don't know, so I get it.
Yeah.
If that's how you've been finger banged in the past,
when I
that'll deter you.
When I feel fingers
really
going down there, I
at
just
all?
Swatted away. I mean, maybe like some rubbing over the panties,
right.
But do not.
Interesting.
Put those fingers anywhere.
I feel like you've had bad experiences.
I have.
Yeah, that sounds like you've been scarred.
Trauma.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know.
No,
it's just these fingers are too excited.
They're banging you.
It's like
the problem.
A musical instrument or something down there.
That's a lot. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't. Yeah, I'm like. As long as they're trying, really. Like, I feel like I'll be like, don't do that. You know what I mean? But like, try. But some guys are just like, let's go. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
You know, I need like a little something. Some light kisses. I'll take
a whisper.
You can't one whisper, but you can't just go straight into it anatomically. I need something, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Where do I want to take this one
Jesus,
next?
I'm scared.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I mean, who am I to judge how people do their relationships? You know what I mean? Like, if you want to have an open relationship, like, I think that's great. Like, I don't know. I've just... Maybe one day. Who's
do you
to
think
say?
They work?
I don't know. I don't know enough people in open relationships to, like, be able to give a good qualified answer.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like... I don't know if it would be for me. Like, it's kind of like maybe in years when I've got like a family and children and like we just want to fucking murder each other. I'm like, I'd like for us to see other people, but financially and like logistically, it seems really hard to get a divorce. So maybe we just do that. I feel like you should try an open relationship before you get divorced. I feel like that's like a good solid place for that.
It's also like a really good wide open door to... Yeah. To if it doesn't work out, you're like, well, at least we both agreed to see other people.
I don't know. I mean, people do it. It's like a big thing now. I just like, I don't know. Seems like who's got the time also? You know what I mean? It's like then you got like multiple different people that you're texting. It's like, you know, how do you have a job? Seems like a lot of time.
It does. It's almost like dating. It's just dating multiple people without having one person that you're like committed to, really.
Yeah, you're just dating at that point.
You're just dating, right?
Open relationships are just dating.
I think we just solved that.
Crack the code on that one. Moving on to the next question, I think. You can cross that one off your menu.
What's an ideal date night for you look like?
Pajamas.
I figured.
Yeah, I did pajamas. Some good food that I don't have to make. I don't know. But like if I was gonna see, that's how my normal date nights go, where I'm just like, I don't want to cook. I'll order food and we'll just have like a I haven't been on a date in a hot minute. This is my first date in a long time.
Well, I'm on.
I want to be like wined and dined a little bit, like Outback Steakhouse vibe.
Yeah,
like free bread, take me someplace nice like Outback Steakhouse, and then like, you know, just I don't even think fancy. Maybe just out to dinner.
Yeah.
I just simple.
What's your favorite meal?
Ever?
Cuisine. Let's go there. What's your like favorite cuisine?
Genre? I don't know. Like American. Like I like American food. I'm real basic. Sushi's good. I'll eat anything, honestly.
You're just hungry.
Honestly. Whatever you got in your bag is fine. They were low maintenance. Yeah. Mostly. I'll take whatever. I just want someone to take me to dinner, really. I'm not picky, but like I feel like a good date night is like Joe's Crab Shack.
I haven't been to a Joe's Crab Shack in a long time.
Yeah, I want that. Like that's a good, I feel like that's like a fun activity meal.
What do they have at Joe's Crab Shack?
They'll give you like a bucket of like all different kinds of stuff you gotta peel apart with your hands. It's fun. You know, like lobsters,
shellfish.
You fucking crack them open. Yeah. Just a lot of shellfish. Shellfish heavy restaurant. Joe's Crab Shack.
Would you consider, what about Cheesecake Factory?
I fucking love the Cheesecake Factory. Dude, I love chain restaurants. Like, they're so consistent. If a guy brought me to a chain, like, Outback Steakhouse, Cheesecake Factory, like, this person gets who I am. Like, especially in LA, because you, like, have to go out of your way. I personally don't think there's enough chain restaurants in LA. I'm like, there's no good food here. Where are all the chain restaurants? But it's consistent. You know what you're getting. There's always free bread, which I'm a big fan of because I walk into a restaurant and I'm famished. Like, feed me immediately. I'm not in a good mood. So, yeah, I feel like... You're laughing. Do you not agree?
You're so skinny, dude. You're so skinny.
Because nobody brings you to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm fucking hungry all the time. Yeah.
So you look famished.
Thank you.
Yeah. If I was a waitress, I wouldn't even take your drink order. I'd just be like, hi, I'm Lauren. I'll bring you some bread.
Dude, that's the energy I want at a restaurant.
I know how to get my tips.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so flattered.
What is your relationship like with your parents?
my mom and I are best friends. Mm-hmm. I talk to her multiple times a day, every day. If she doesn't answer the phone, I get very upset still, because what else is she doing? Nothing. Like, she should always be around. And I also get nervous because she's now old and I'm like scared that she's fallen. If she doesn't answer, I'm like really nervous that she like got conned into, like, I swear to fucking God, like, she'll get conned and like I'll never see her again. But I turn her location on her phone just in case someone kidnaps her. I swear, she's too trusting. And my dad's dead, so not great. Yeah.
Same.
So our relationship is
6 feet under.
Yeah. So I guess good.
Yeah.
Depending. Yeah.
No ups or downs, only downs.
Yeah, mostly downs.
So the last time that we worked together, you met my mom.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And she was upstairs,
oh my God,
like knitting or something weird.
Yeah.
Well, we told her that her shoes were gray. And so today when I told her you were coming on the show, she's coming in town in a few days.
Oh my God.
She was literally spray painting her gray shoes black because she thought they were black and they're her favorite and she wants to wear them. And I'm like, Mom.
Your mom is cute, though. Dude, my mom's a savage.
Spray painting her shoes, though.
Ingenuity. She's innovative. She's not going to go buy new shoes. She got spray painting
them.
I love it.
Spray painted.
Fucking crafty.
She's the craftiest.
That's great.
She told me to tell you hi.
Oh, my God. Hi. My mom one time made one of her suitors get a full body wax. This dude was 87 years old. And she was like, I'm not going to have sex with you. You're too hairy. Go get a full body wax. And she was like, it was so scary. Like, they bleed a lot.
Ew.
Like, when you're that old, she was like, it was the guy. The lady was like, we should do this in two sessions.
That's like a crazy test to see how bad someone wants to have sex with you.
I know. I was like, Mom. And then he fucking got the wax. This old ass man got waxed. And my mom was like, he looked worse, hairless. And I swear to God, she was like, I didn't want to fuck. She pity fucked the guy. I was like, Mom, like, insane. That is insane woman behavior. A 76-year-old woman pity fucking a guy she just made get a full body wax and then ghosted him.
That's wild.
I know. Yeah, she's no joke. She shouldn't fuck around.
Damn, dude. Where's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Dude, nowhere. I want to be fucking comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be comfortable when I'm having sex with someone. Like,
Is that a bed?
Yeah, I want to be like in a bed, maybe like a car. I don't know if it's crazy. I'm not, you know, people are like, yeah, we fucked on a rock. I'm like, that sounds terrible. I don't want to do that at all. Like, in an elevator. It's like, why?
Yeah, just for the sheer thrill of it.
I'm an adult and I pay a lot of money to like live in Los Angeles and I want to have sex in a comfortable bed. And I feel like society shames people for that. And I don't think they should.
I agree with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, dude, my knees hurt just like being alive. I don't want to fuck someplace that's inconvenient or like cold.
Yeah.
Sometimes my room is too cold. I'm like, I want a sweater. Like, well, I wear socks constantly when I'm having sex. It's like my thing.
Well, you know,
my feet get cold.
It's a fact that girls orgasm harder when you wear socks.
This, I cannot wait to consistently bring this up to everybody. See? I knew it. And that's why I do it.
I'm the same way. I wear socks
my
too.
My tooties get freezing.
My toes are always cold.
Yeah. I don't like the way you just exhaled. Something's coming.
Do you want kids?
Oh, I understand the exhale now. eventually, I don't know. A part of me is like, my mom like really rolled the dice. She had me at like 45, which is like,
wow.
Yeah, I know, it really could have gone badly. So
yeah,
that worked out. But I've always been like, yeah, I want to do that. Like, I want to like live my life. Like, my mom's wise. Like, she's seen some shit. And I'm like, when she used to be like, don't do this, I'm like, you're so much older than me. Like, you know, like, you're obviously the adult here. Even though she's, now that I'm older, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So you're an only child.
No, I have an older brother, but like, he's just not, I mean, he's like 3 years older than me. But now that I'm like my age and my mom's like, I'm worried that she's going to fall. I'm like, maybe I have him like a little bit younger than 45.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just like,
if it happens.
Yeah. I mean, like, eventually.
You'll just be more hungry.
Yeah. I'm gonna be, I can't wait, though. Like, I've actually like thought about, this is my thought. Like, I'm only going to get pregnant if my partner, what am I, fucking a lesbian? My person at the time that I'm having a baby with matches me pound for pound.
Yeah.
Like, you got to match me pound for pound. I don't give a fuck that I have a baby, but like, if I'm going to wreck my body, like, you better do it with me. And then that way I have a leg up after I have the baby. Like, I've already lost some weight and they're still fat.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
That's a great plan.
Thank you. I've really put thought into that. And yeah. I was like, that's the only way, because I don't want to be like, you know how fucking guys are. It's like, she got fat. It's like, I had a baby, man. They're yeah, like, I think doesn't matter.
The hardest part about being pregnant is going to be not having alcohol.
Oh, that, I don't care about that. I want to fucking gorge my. I'm so scared that like one day I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. And I'm going to just fucking eat and eat. And they'll be like, that was a false pregnancy. And then I'm going to be fat. I'm going to be at the Cheesecake Factory alone. And I'm just fat. I have to play this off. Yeah, so I don't know.
Well,
I hope that answers your question.
With getting fat, my final question is a dessert question. Ooh. So it's going to be filled with sugar. What is the most romantic date you have ever planned for someone else?
Dude, I go hard. I fucking go hard.
Let's hear it.
I like to do extravagant shit, like, in general.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've, like, surprised people with, like, a fucking barbershop quartet on their birthday. Like,
a what?
A barbershop quartet at, like, 7 in the morning. Like, I like to do shit that, like, people don't want or expect.
What is a barbershop quartet?
Are you fucking crazy?
What do you mean?
Are you...
What?
I don't even know how to... What?
What is a barbershop quartet?
Okay. I don't even... Guys. Like, four. It's a quartet, so four. In Latin, I think that's what that means. They
I
sing,
get four.
They sing a cappella, and they're like, bum, 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 bum. Don't make me do it. I want to do
oh,
it.
Oh, it's like these Christmas guys.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Only in L.A. could you find them at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've had them, like, show up at my Sydney, my friend, for her birthday, they like drove down from LA at like 7 in the morning and they were like bump 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 on her birthday. She was so pissed. That's a good date. I would call that a date, but I feel like I, like, you know, I cook, I do like a whole fucking put the outfit on and shit. I'm like,
yeah,
I show up.
You do.
Know, I get flowers even though they don't want it, but I also make steak, you know, like I like do a whole fucking thing. And just once, I want someone to bring me to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
That's so much to ask.
No, it's not. In fact, when the show's over, we'll go.
Dude, yeah. I was like getting some good recommendations from just like to eat here.
Nyana.
Yeah. And I was like, but like, where are the chains?
Yeah. We'll figure it out. There's some good food here in Austin.
I can't wait. I heard that.
Yeah. You're going to go home and feel pregnant.
Oh, God. You got to match me pound for pound.
Well, I think I love that you came on my show.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'd love to have you back again.
Absolutely.
Where can people find you?
YouTube, Nikki Howard on YouTube.
For the long form.
For long form comedy content. Find me there. Instagram at Nikki underscore Howard. I don't know. Wherever. Just
Nikki
look me
Howard.
Up. I'm there.
Look her up.
I'm fine.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode with me and my wonderful friend, Nikki Howard. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.